The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Reuben James, in my song, live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just a footsteps out of time from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man can steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the buried fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James.
Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network, revisiting one of America's great artists, Kenny Rogers. Has he been given a bad rap? I was moved to play Kenny when Jason Lewis admitted recently his love for Barry Manilow. I thought, let's see, if Jason loves Barry Manilow, who could I love that would be just as distasteful? Kodiak at the board. All right, let's see what we got here. Actually, we need to fire again. I can't fire. There. Burn, you twisted, sick freak! You can't both play and benefit from the man's music and then criticize it. I'll do what I want him. Cut him off. What's that?
Yeah, boy.
Hello. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. T.D. Mischke here with the Mischke Broadcast. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. on the talk station. AM 1500 KSTP in Duluth at WEBC and down in St. Peter at KRBI. what's this? Boulder Dash. Yeah. Oh, my God. Where the hell's the rest of the show? Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. The Spice Girls' Posh Spice told the Scottish Daily Record that she doesn't read bedtime stories to her daughter. I find books boring, she says. I don't read to my daughter at bedtime. I use flashcards. They suit my attention span better. Posh Spice. Mm-hmm. Books are boring. Posh. They are. Flashcards, I think, are the wave of the future. I don't read to my children either. At bedtime. Flashcards at the Mischke household. Oh, yeah. Expect flashcard stores to be springing up around the area shortly, folks. In many cases where stately old bookstores once stood, the flashcard craze is coming. We always get it a little late here in the Midwest. But at the flashcard store, you'll find folks sipping coffee in leather armchairs, going through flashcards, enjoying tobacco from an old briar pipe, acting very much like they would in the old bookstores, but these will be flashcard stores. And people will give readings at these flashcard stores, and that'll be interesting. And the coveted flashcard Pulitzer will be sought by competing flashcard writers. And the old writers, the old Cabin in the Woods writers, the old writers who went to their writing retreats, well, they'll be replaced with the flashcard cabin, generally set up in the rear parking lot of Super America stores. And that's where the great flashcard writers in their old worn sweaters and tousled hair and graying beards will work on the great American flashcard. That's where new classics will be produced. And who won't want a collection of classic flashcards? So thanks, Posh, for helping promote the wave of the future. The wave of the future, ladies and gentlemen. Flashcards and ignorant children. Aren't you looking forward to it? We talked recently about the new trend of providing bedtime videos for children. No more stories from Mom and Dad with bedtime videos available. And if you're a Luddite who doesn't like the electronic world, well, there are posh flashcards. Wow. Posh Spice. Everyone considered him the coward. We're going to get to that one. I was 22 years old when Kenny Rogers first appeared in one of my dreams. Since then, he's been in countless numbers. I love Kenny Rogers. He's a handsome man, and he looks good in a sport coat with a shirt open at the collar and. I'm probably the only fella ever to throw bloomers at him in concert, I'll tell you that, huh? We gotta hit the roadski for hour one here. ABC
oh,
News.
You sick son of a bitch!
Jason. Jason Lewis. Try to get Jason, anything else here before we go? Jason, anything at all? KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Back after the news. Stick around.